from KQED.
On Memorial Day, thousands of people will visit Riverside National Cemetery to lay flowers at gravesides and honor military veterans living and dead. The cemetery is among the places depicted in Wild Blue Yonder. That's a photo and oral history project from Riverside novelist Susan Strait that celebrates the deep ties between inland Southern California and the U.S. military. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
The solemn and frequent crack of rifle fire reminds you just where you are.
That's the gun salute.
Riverside National Cemetery sits on an axis between two major U.S. military installations, the nearby March Air Reserve Base and Camp Pendleton near San Diego. Novelist Susan Strait also places the cemetery at the heart of Wild Blue Yonder, a visual and oral history project produced with photographer Douglas McCullough.
And it's such a distinctive landscape. Here's the cemetery. There was March Field. Thousands of the Marines from Camp Pendleton who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, they all leave from March Air Reserve Base.
Strait and McCullough spent months haunting not only this cemetery, but military bases, churches, and homes, mining for the stories all around them.
Like the day we came here to National Cemetery, the Friday before Memorial Day, exactly a year ago. And here was Roger Zay planting some of his 700 flags.
I do all this section here, and what I have left over, I just keep on going.
Roger Zay is a burly, retired U.S. Marine and a veteran of the Vietnam War. His wife is buried here. He used to leave graveside flags just for her. Now he plants hundreds, not only for her, but for all of those buried around her, a few days before Memorial Day.
To date, I've got 2,106 flags, which is a small drop in the bucket of all the gravesites here. I believe there's over 25,000+ gravesites, and it's growing every day.
By 40 a day, every day, writes Susan Strait in Wild Blue Yonder.
Ordinary weekdays, cloudy Saturdays, which remain unremarkable to anyone else. The busiest national cemetery in the nation, where tens of thousands of war veterans lay above or below their wives in concrete vaults, and where thousands and still counting.
Not far from the cemetery is another kind of resting place, also depicted in Wild Blue Yonder.
In our main area, we have office supplies, glassware, lots of beautiful china, crystal.
Rita Sayer lives at the edge of the cemetery in a neatly manicured gated community for retired military personnel and their spouses. The vivacious, silver-haired Air Force widow helps run the treasure chest. An antique collective meets thrift shop. It's filled mostly with items donated by the families of residents who've passed on.
I have shed many a tear when I have gone into a house and I've seen pictures and, you know, things on the wall that have been very meaningful. No, there's a lot of heartbreak involved. But then again, we have people that donate and realize that the money's going for a good cause.
For the care and upkeep of the community and its residents.
This is a very important point, this 38th parallel here.
Across town, at First United Methodist Church, Bill McEnroe pours over a wall map of North and South Korea. He fills another chapter of Wild Blue Yonder. In January 1951, during the Korean War, McEnroe was part of a tank battalion escorting refugees to the south. Only recently did he discover that the parents of his pastor at First United, John Yoon, were part of that exodus.
And so we like to think that as they were retreating, they somehow ran across with Bill's and his, had that chance to retreat.
We might have passed each other in the night not knowing it, you know, you never know.
Pastor Yoon says the many funerals he's presided over for veterans of the Korean and Second World Wars are a way for him to return the grace that veterans gave his family so many years ago. One of the largest organized displays of appreciation in California this Memorial Day will be at Riverside National Cemetery. A day, as Susan Strait writes, when not a single shovelful of soil is turned.
On Memorial Day, no one is buried. Tiny plastic flags whip. Thousands of live people walk and salute and listen to speeches.
It is the soldier, not the poet, who's given us the freedom of speech.
Motorcycles from West Coast Thunder roar past 7,000 strong. Concerts and color guards fill the amphitheater.
Wild Blue Yonder, from novelist Susan Strait and photographer Douglas McCullough, is on display at the Riverside Art Museum through July. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Riverside.
To see photos included in the Wild Blue Yonder exhibit, check out our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Our engineering team includes Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, and Jim Bennett. The online team includes David Weir, Pat Yowen, Chad McClymans, and David Marks. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Maleon, Susie Racho, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.